It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you today. A gruesome discovery in San Antonio, Texas over the weekend. At least 10 migrants died after being trapped inside a sweltering semi-trailer that was parked in a Walmart parking lot. Authorities say at least 30 others who were found in the truck were being treated for heat exposure after being inside the trailer with no air conditioning or water as temperatures outside topped 100 degrees. At least two people have died since the initial discovery, and more are still in jeopardy in local hospitals. All of the victims were adult males, and the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas says they were victims of ruthless human smugglers indifferent to the well-being of their fragile cargo. The driver of the truck is now facing federal charges. Denise Brennan is professor and chair of the Department of Anthropology at Georgetown University. She writes about migration, trafficking, and labor. Her latest book is Life Interrupted: Trafficking into Forced Labor in the United States. And she joins me now. Professor Brennan, welcome.
Hello.
There are many tragic stories, unfortunately, of immigrants dying in deserts, on perilous hikes across the wilderness, or on trains with bandits or overcrowded conditions. Does this type of situation, these people who perished in a semi-truck in Texas, surprise you?
Well, it's sickening, and it did not have to happen. This is the result of a constellation of policies and decisions to criminalize immigration and to militarize our border. So what you have are people who are fleeing poverty, who are fleeing violence, and many who are reuniting with family members who live here in the United States, who seek to cross in these conditions that force them to pay smugglers exorbitant fees to bring them over borders that otherwise they can't cross.
So what are some of the policies that you think are related to this? I mean, does having border controls in the first place, if people want to come here but can't come here legally, make some hiding and smuggling inevitable?
Yes. So what we have is a militarized border. We have a policy called prevention through deterrence, which is a federal border enforcement policy which encourages migrants to cross inhospitable parts of the desert, which is why you do have so many deaths along the migrant trail. It's also why you have smugglers who are benefiting, who are charging exorbitant prices to help people cross and then pick them up on the other side of the border here in the United States and deliver them to stash houses and points further north. It's likely that this semi was delivering migrants who had crossed on foot to points north up in San Antonio where their loved ones were picking them up. And they could have been bringing them just about anywhere in the United States after that.
Professor, if there is discouragement through deterrence, I'd hate to say it, it sounds like horrific situations like this almost go to the point from the point of view of policymakers. Not that they want people to die in trucks, but if conditions are harsh and it's risky, people might not try.
People are going to come to the United States if they have family members here, if they are in danger and fleeing violence, and if they just simply can't put food on the table. I also at times have been baffled as to just the degree of risk that people undertake. You're putting your life in someone else's hands. They promise you safe passage, but everyone knows that that can't be assured. Even an ethical smuggler, an ethical coyote, can take a wrong turn. Somebody can sprain an ankle. You could end up without enough water, and that could be a death sentence.
You're in Arizona now talking to and working with people who've been smuggled into the United States. Tell me what they're saying about their experiences, but what are they saying in reaction to this terrible tragedy in Texas?
I've been spending time with members of this border community who are very involved in keeping their community together, safe from deportation. It is a regular occurrence in border communities and, frankly, throughout migrant communities in the United States outside of what is called the 100-mile border zone for family members to receive people who have just crossed. Frankly, they pray. They hold their breath. They say they don't sleep until their son is in their arms, until their husband gets back to them.
Denise Brennan, it doesn't seem like opening the borders is a feasible answer. The president isn't going to do that. Of course, Congress isn't going to do that. politically, that's not going to happen in this country. What can be done now in the meantime, given immigration policy, to make tragedies like this less likely?
We need to demilitarize the border so that people who will try to cross are not pushed to go into the most dangerous parts of the desert, and so that they do not end up in the hands of ruthless smugglers like we see this tragedy in San Antonio. We also need to recognize that we have 11 million people in the United States who are here to stay. We need to reckon with the vital economic contributions that they make to our communities, and that they are, in fact, a part of our community. We need to create policies that allow people to live healthy, joyful lives. But instead, we've chosen to make the most banal things that people undertake, you know, each day, like driving to work, just a terrifying experience as they worry that they'll get stopped by local police and then turned over to ICE and then a fast track to deportation.
Professor Denise Brennan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Denise Brennan is in the Department of Anthropology at Georgetown University. Her latest book, Life Interrupted: Trafficking into Forced Labor in the United States.